But everyone in that group is very successful. They have something figured out, like they have a goal. And so
they think big.
They think big. And it's just really awesome to be surrounded by those people because
it expands your mind.
It expands your mind. The world has changed so much. Everything's online and everyone's attention span has shortened. Instagram, TikTok is now the way we communicate.
Hi, I'm Margaret.
And I'm Stetson, the mother-daughter team at Everything Envy.
Former professional home organizers turned content creators.
In this podcast, we talk about the behind the scenes of our growing business and how we figure out how to navigate through the constant changes in social media.
Welcome to the Everything Envy podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
We're so happy to be here again.
Yes.
In our little studio room. It's so fun. Of course, I didn't really set it up all that well. We didn't turn the neon sign on in the back. So if we wanted to use this for future content video, we didn't turn the sign on. But
maybe once we start having guests, we can do that.
Yeah. So we'll definitely turn the sign on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we hope you listened to last week's episode. It was a fun one. I actually listened to it myself. I don't really listen to our podcast, but I did listen to it.
You did. Yeah.
When the I was at the gym the other day.
Yeah.
Or I was driving to the gym and I almost finished it, but it was the one about my baby announcement. So it was so fun. Yeah.
I know. It's very personalized and, you know, just bringing up some old
talking stuff. Just kind of getting everyone caught up in the last 4 months because I obviously didn't talk about it, so told you.
Yeah, 4 months is a long time in a pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know. I'm like, geez. It is, and I can't believe it's gone by that quick. I had my 16-week appointment today, which wasn't anything crazy. I ended up seeing the baby on a tiny monitor because they just hear the heart rate, and so it's just And I talked to my OB and they do your blood pressure. And of course,
yeah,
they do that every time.
Yeah.
But they caught the heartbeat, but she only caught it for like a split second. It was like, and then it went away and it probably moved.
This baby's moving around.
And so she's like, I heard the heartbeat, but I'm just going to get the monitor, you know, the portable monitor. And she's like, who doesn't want to see baby anyway? So she ended up pulling up the baby because they want to monitor the heart rate.
Yeah.
And obviously everything was good. But
you got to see another little glimpse.
Yeah. That one's super low quality, but it's just like a little, it almost looks like a flip phone or something. Like a little, it's like a super tiny
technology. Man.
One.
Where they can just put it on the little scan and it's just right there. You see the image. That's so cool. Technology is just amazing.
Yeah. So we did see the baby today for a second. It waved at us.
So cute. Yeah.
And then I scheduled my 20-week scan out, which I'll go on December 7th for my 20-week. And that's like the big scan.
Yeah,
so
for the big anatomy reveal.
We'll know the gender, which...
I know. I can hardly wait. I'm probably going to burst into tears. Yeah.
Brandon and I decided that we wanted to tell everyone rather than us be surprised. My husband like doesn't like surprises and he also doesn't like waiting. And so... Like he already asked like, and the 10, like when we went in for 10 weeks, he's like, can you see?
He wanted to know then.
Yeah.
Brandon. He's so cute.
I think I know we're going to surprise everyone else. So we're going to find out on the 17th or on the 7th. And then I think I'm going to tell my sister because she's really creative and stuff. And then she can help us like make the thing that we're going to do.
The actual, tell everyone. Like how it's like for her, it was a cake. She had a bakery. She's got an envelope and then she delivered the envelope to the bakery and then they made the cake.
So but she was surprised. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And we all were because we all saw it at the same time. I still love that photo of us all seeing it for the first time with all of our unique reactions.
It looks staged.
It totally does because that was just us genuinely surprised. Yeah. So it'll be fun because Jackie is super creative.
Yeah. For her, they had someone else know. And so obviously everyone was surprised but one person, but for us we're gonna surprise everyone else,
which feels like totally you guys.
Yeah, it is more us, I feel like,
because I know you just I mean your entire life you've always loved to surprise people and give people presents,
and Brandon's,
and it's more
same
important
way.
Yeah. And that's like more important than like receiving something, but actually to give and watch somebody be surprised.
Yeah, Brandon's always like, just open your gift now, or like
you can't wait. I'm so cute.
So we're gonna do that, and I think And so now that I know, because I've thrown out a date, like it's either going to be the 9th or the 10th, but I didn't want to schedule anything until I knew 100% because when I was going to go in for my appointment. But now that we have it, we will be able to plan what we're going to do and when it's going to be and stuff. But I saw this really fun gender reveal video on TikTok, and it was, you basically set up a tic-tac-toe board on the wall, and it's either pink, like when you turn it over, they're like three rows of three bubbles.
Okay.
Because you know, tic-tac-toe, you line up three.
Yeah.
So you basically make a tic-tac-toe board, but they're in bubbles, and then you turn around, not a bubble, but a circle. You turn around the circle and it's either blue or pink. And so it's like a suspense thing because they turn over and it's a blue, and then they turn another one over and it's pink. So you know that's not going to line up. Does that make sense?
Oh, I'm
sorry. So you're slowly revealing tic-tac-toe, and there's obviously only one answer.
Yeah.
So you make it ahead of time and it'll be like all, you know, in a row blue or all in a row pink. And then you slowly turn over the circles that will reveal the color.
Fun.
So I think we're going to do it that way.
Yeah.
It was a really fun, suspenseful video to watch.
Yeah.
They're like, oh,
two pinks
will line up. Yes. And then the last one's a blue.
And they're like, darn, that's not there. That's not even.
So I thought that would be more fun than to just do like a balloon or like a cake, because we'll already know. So we'll be able to like put some effort into it.
And you can help with the idea and watch everybody go through the suspense.
The suspense rather than like one moment.
Yeah.
And then we could record it and like post it on Instagram too. But I think that's how we're going to do it, at least for the reveal part. But who knows? I might change my mind.
So when I was living in Hawaii and Jackie was born there, oldest daughter, Stetson's sister, was born in Hawaii. And I was working in an architectural firm at the time. And I was like the only gal. The only other two women were there were the secretaries. There were three secretaries and me in the architectural field. So I was the only woman in the thing. So they got all excited when I was pregnant. And then I was a healthy pregnancy too. And then one of our secretaries in our department, she was actually pregnant at the same time as well, but she was tired and sick. And I remember our former roommate, because we had a roommate when we first moved there. And he says, why is it that Paige is always like tired and falling asleep at her desk? And you're like energetic and things. And then he says, I think it's because she's eating like six donuts every morning and you don't. I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't feel good if I did.
No.
But anyway, they started a football pool to determine, because we didn't know if we were having a boy or a girl, because we decided to wait. So they started this whole football pool and they had like bets going, and it was like a whole baby pool is what it was. And then they had prize money. I don't even remember how much money, but they were all excited. And then as I'm getting closer, so what can I do to like, you know, get you to like go into labor?
Who got the money?
I don't remember who got the money. Your dad might remember.
Or I guess whoever was right.
Yeah, whoever was correct. I don't even remember who won, but whoever won was totally caught off guard. They didn't expect it.
Yeah.
Because I had gone into labor early. She was born 2 weeks early. So we knew the due date.
So they guessed the time and the gender?
They had to guess the date, the time. I don't think it was the gender.
Okay.
I think it was just the date and the time, but there was like a point spread.
Got it.
So, because we used to run football pools all the time.
Yep.
During football season. So they made a baby pool, and yeah, the gender didn't matter, but
Yeah. I guess that would be hard because there's only like 50-50.
Right, right. So it was the date and the time.
Yeah.
And then because I delivered 2 weeks early, you know, then it just threw a whole fun loop into everything. And they're like, what? Wait, can you just hold it? Like if they could text, they would have totally been hounding our phone. They would have blown us up. Yeah, hold on. Don't push yet, you know? So that was fun.
Brandon's grandma brought something up when we told her, and she was like, we should do like a lottery type thing. She already brought that up.
She did.
I think she said about the gender, but I'm like, yeah, I don't know how that would work, I guess. Maybe, I don't know. But their family's big on like...
They're very competitive that way.
Competitive gambling.
Yeah.
And like they normally give like, you know, gambling cards?
Lotto cards?
Lottery cards.
Yeah.
Gambling cards. Lottery cards away for Christmas. Like they're very that. So who knows what they'll do. I'm sure they'll get involved
and
be excited about it. Yeah.
Like they might have their own little betting
thing going. Yeah.
Little side bet happening.
Definitely sounds like something they'd do. Yeah,
I love it.
But we'll keep you updated on it, of what we end up doing for that. Another event to plan.
Another one.
But this one will be fun. I'm like, I'll try and keep it simple. And then I'm like, I'm bringing balloons. I'm bringing my photographer. Like, I was thinking about doing a mimosa bar, which would be cute. We'll see.
I think the only simple side of it is it's probably not going to have a brand sponsorship for this.
That will be the simple. Yeah. We're not going to do a brand sponsorship for this.
Because like the bridal shower.
Now, don't hold us to it, but we probably won't. Now, the baby shower. I see
the baby shower being sponsored by probably at least three.
Because we'll want to give away gift bags.
Totally. Like, and somebody could like donate like the whole baby room, like with furniture, and it could all be on display there. And
that'd be cute.
Changing table, you know, like, or a whole little wardrobe for a baby. Mm-hmm. I could see so many possibilities.
Yeah.
Plus all the other things that we normally do, like the side drinks, like poppy drinks and smart sweets. Yes. And, you know,
definitely.
They might have something baby.
We can't do anything simple over here.
We cannot.
We didn't do what we do. We'd probably be event planners.
I totally.
Honestly.
Totally. Because we love it.
It's fun, but it is so stressful in a way.
It's stressful in an exciting way. Yeah. And we make our big long list. And when we start checking off the list and things are going and we're just going and going, like your bridal shower was pretty well planned, but in a tight schedule, I feel like, because so many things had to be done like at the very end. Man, it was so fun.
Did I even talk about my Halloween party on here? I can't even remember. I think I did.
I think you did.
Yeah.
I think you did.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah, you did, because you were talking about the room. Remember, we did. We talked about it last time.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
At the very beginning.
Because I did my, I did my party early before Halloween.
Yes.
But you can tell just by that party, which normally a Halloween party is simple. They do decor and that's it. But of course, we had the haunted house. We had the kids room. We had a 20 by 20 foot blow up TV, streaming movies in the backyard. We had prizes.
Yeah. You had the big entrance inflatable with smoke going outside.
Engraved prizes. I just can't do
it. Well, you grew up plan with me being me, because it's easy, I think, when you're an organizer kind of a thing, or you have an organized logical mind, I guess. I don't know why, I was just good at it. I think because I just planned and I made my list. Always. It just made my list. That's really what it boils down to. So you grew up with all of this planning and all these big parties. None of our parties were small.
Yeah.
There were always at least 50, 60 people.
Yeah.
Halloween was more like 100.
And I just love like the aestheticness of everything. I'm like, ooh, the balloons. Like, I'm going to do neutral pink and neutral blue with like, beiges and stuff. So.
And whether you do a cake or cupcakes or something, it'll be right on neutral brand.
It's just going to be fun. So that would be really fun. And then basically we won't really need to do anything until beginning of the year, because that's when we'll start doing the nursery and obviously baby shower and stuff. But that's not even, we got some time before that.
Yeah. And it'll quiet down a little for us in January. Things kind of start over. People are starting to get their budgets again. And it just gets a little quiet. Everybody's shopped out. And
brands don't normally do sponsorships in the first 2 months of the year.
No.
Anyways.
They don't. Yeah.
So that's nice. So we just got back from Boise. We can share maybe our highlights on that. And then we're going to New York next week as well.
Yeah.
So we have two trips back to back. The New York one, we can tell you about it now. And then we'll give you the inside scoop once we get back. But QVC invited us to go to an event on the 17th with them in New York City. And it's really cool. It is.
They are in partnership with the Rockettes at the Radio City Music Hall. And it's a holiday event
It sounds like they're a presenting partner at the Rockettes. So it sounds like we don't know too much about it, but it sounds like we'll have a dinner and then we'll go to the performance. I've never been in New York City during the holidays, so I'm excited to see how it's decorated.
Only holiday we were there for was 4th of July.
Yeah, like the holidays meaning Christmas, Thanksgiving.
In fact, when I told Grandma, because my mom's so excited that we're going, and she said it might be fully decorated already. She said, if you see the big tree, like, go take a picture of the tree. And I'm like, do they put that tree before Thanksgiving?
100%.
So it's up probably November
1st. I'm assuming it's up.
Where is that? Lincoln Center?
Lincoln Center or something.
Anyway, we're staying in Times Square in a hotel called Tempo that's apparently brand new. They just opened in August. our brand manager found it just when she was booking her travel. And so I went ahead and booked a room for us there. It's probably still going to be a little bit on the small side in New York, small.
Yeah,
but it at least has two beds in it.
Like, so she was saying it's 300 square feet, roughly. Mm-hmm. Because she was, they don't list the square footage on the website, but she was able to find it on Expedia or something.
Oh,
where she
I saw it on the website. Yeah, because I went to their website. I didn't go through Expedia. I went right
to
their
either.
Website.
Okay, maybe I just missed it.
Yeah, so if you look up room details, so there's like
300 square
380,
feet.
380.
Right? 380.
Yeah.
Our other
not
one?
Not 380. It's like maybe 300.
Our other.
Like 285.
I told her that is twice the size as our other one. Our other one was 100 and something square feet.
Like 105
yeah.
square feet.
And the master that you could upgrade to for an extra couple hundred dollars was like, it added on 30 more square feet. I'm like, girl, 300 or 380?
And we were still going to share a bed.
We are living luxury. Because I was like, even if the Arlo, because we were seeing if we could do a partnership or whatever, but hotels are like not doing, obviously it's a busy time
obviously,
of year.
Obviously, holiday travel.
So they're not doing partnerships, yeah. Which is fine. We already have something with QVC anyways, but I was like, we would have to have two rooms at the Arlo. Like, there's no way we could share. There's
no.
Absolutely no way.
And having stayed, because we stayed there, but even before we stayed, we were like, should we just get two rooms? Because we didn't see any room for closet space, you know, because they do a pretty good job showing the photos.
Yeah.
No closet space.
Well, just looking
no
at the square
around.
Footage alone, I'm like, this
that
is the size
alone.
Of my closet almost.
I was totally.
And I barely had room to
and
walk
now
around.
That we have been there, and I love that hotel. I would stay there again. But it's we would definitely need a room for each of us. And
yeah.
If Emily was saying that we'd need like three rooms.
And this will definitely be small because it doesn't have a big closet either. But like we'll make it work. Like the bathroom looks bigger. I'm like, as long as the bathroom, like we can get ready.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
It looks like
there
it has
some,
a bigger shower.
Like there's some shelves in the bathroom.
Bigger vanity.
They had a couple of desks here and there, like a little desk with a window and another one and two beds. So just that alone, I feel like makes it better because at least you can lay clothes on the bed and
yeah.
those rooms at the Arlo, like you could barely get around to the other side of the bed.
You could barely do that.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
we'll have
a slightly bigger
room,
twice as big as the Arlo room, but
yeah we're
so
very
in Times Square.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're flying out there with QVC. It's just gonna be really fun. So we'll share behind the scenes of our story on our Instagram stories, like our travels. It's gonna be really busy. We have some meetings with Amazon while we're there and obviously QVC, and then we have that event to go to. So it's a jam-packed trip because it takes forever for us to get there. So we're
trying to make it worthwhile to meet as many people as we can.
Exactly. And also like I don't want to dilly dally, like as much as it would be fun, one of my best friends lives there, to like hang out and walk around. It's like the busiest time of the year, so we're just like, if we're gonna go, you know, let's make sure we fit as much stuff as we can in while we're there. So
yeah, so we don't get in until midnight, I think, Central Time
on Wednesday,
which is, you know, it won't feel as bad because we're three hours earlier in our mind, but we have our first meeting at 10 a.m. in the morning.
Thursday, we'll basically have stuff all day Thursday, and then Emily's working on lining stuff all day Friday, or in the morning on Friday, and then the event is Friday night, right? The event
is Friday night. Yes.
And then we'll fly back midday on Saturday, like afternoon, I would say. But so then we're going to fly back. So it's a very short East Coast trip, and it takes us like
nine, 10 hours to get there. Yeah.
Travel time for us because.
Yeah. But I feel like we've gotten it down, you know?
No, that's fine.
Thing.
I don't.
We've got our fancy Amex card now, so we can get into the lounges. And
yeah,
I mean, we were getting into the lounges before, but we just have more perks. But
yeah,
it's, I feel like we just got so streamlined with our travel this year because we did so much of it.
Definitely.
And like, you're pretty good at sleeping on the plane. I doze on the plane sometimes, but we make it work. It's gonna be fun.
And it's just gonna be a really fun trip. So stay up to date with our stories because this is the first brand trip we've done with QVC. This is the first brand trip we've done not with Amazon.
That is true.
So it'll be really cool to see how they have it set up. And our brand manager's meeting us over there, which is really fun.
That's
so she's
going
to be there through all the meetings, which is great because she'll be able to be there with the Amazon meetings and the QVC team and just go to the dinner and the event with us. So it'll be really fun to hang out with her.
Totally.
More.
And she represents us so well. And, you know, she's just so full of clarity. Like she's just listening. And then boom, she's got like these great questions.
Yeah.
And so it'll be so nice to have her there with us, too. So anyway, but back from Boise.
Yeah.
So that was a fun trip because we got so much insight. You know, we went there with an open mind.
And it was for?
Oh, Boise. Yeah. So the Inner Circle event is for Russell Brunson's Inner Circle that we joined earlier this year. We've talked about it before. We joined in February, and it's you have to have certain qualifications to be in there. It's not just open to just anybody. So they allowed us to come in to the Inner Circle. We went to the first meeting not long after, and then we went to Mastermind in Paradise in Mexico. And now this is the second live meeting in Boise. And they always have it at the Grove Hotel because there's a little event room in there and there's some breakout rooms. So we got in on Sunday night, and then we were there all day Tuesday and Wednesday. And the way it works is
all day Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Left Wednesday. That's right. We were there Monday, Tuesday.
We flew in late on Sunday afternoon.
So, and they're great. You know, they serve us breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And so we're just there all the time and learning from different entrepreneurs. And there's only 100 businesses allowed in. There's already a waiting list because I know he opened it up again at Funnel Hacking Live, mm-hmm. and it filled up and there was a waiting list. So I believe there's still a waiting list for people to get in. So,
which I'm happy about, because the when we were in the 2, like, that there's no limit on that, I guess. Like, there's specific requirements, or they sort of filter through people, but not really.
And not so really. I think it's whoever wants to pay to get into the 2CCX group can.
I guess that's sort of the filters. Like, do you want to spend 30 grand to be part of this?
That is right there. Yeah.
But it definitely did not feel like, I feel like when we first joined it definitely was more of an elite, like, private group for the 2 club. But then, like, after FHL, there was just so many people, and you can, not to be rude, but, like, you can tell the people that are really, like, in it seriously, or in it, you know, to get something out of it and really give value to other people, and the people that are just not, that just want to talk about themselves all the time. I don't know.
Yeah.
So the Inner Circle, I'm happy they limit it, because I feel like that's important.
Mm-hmm. And I think for his next level up, like in Category Canes and Atlas, which there's, I think, only, like, may have combined that, but I think there's only like 25
or 50, maybe max.
Yes. Because Russell is really involved in that one, especially because, you know, they pay him a lot more, but you only have so much bandwidth anyway.
I feel like they did combine it, because I didn't see any Category King.
I didn't either. I just saw Atlas. Yeah. Right. Just saw Atlas. And that's the only meeting that I saw going on was Atlas. So I think
they did
combine
it, which is probably good, because it's like those people, I think minimum you have to make $10 million in a year or something to join.
I think so. And so once they're already there, it's like, why have an elite group when everybody's kind of in the same group at that? So I'm pretty sure that's what he did.
Yeah.
So then limit to 100 businesses for Inner Circle.
Yeah. So the requirement for Inner Circle is you have to make $1 million in a year. And they filter normally that out with, like, winning a 2 club award, which is like their award that they give to entrepreneurs to make $1 million through a funnel, which we have not gotten through a funnel.
No,
but we have through other things, and Amazon and our business has made more than that. So we were like, so we haven't won the award, but, you know, here you go. So obviously,
but the thing is too,
know us.
Yeah. And they know us. That's the thing. And we had already been in 2CCX for 18 months the first time. And then we were in it for what, like 3 months the second time, because we just joined back up because we realized very quickly when we went to Funnel Hacking Live that at the general admission entrance where everybody's hanging out, that those were not our people, clearly.
No.
Like that was just not our area. So we knew he was going to sell it probably the first night, because I think that's what they do, because then they have some perks.
Yep.
Along the rest of the way once you're at the event. So we were just waiting, and we had already talked to our coaches. They're like, where are you?
We don't know what we were thinking.
So we signed up immediately just to get the VIP entrance. For 2 club. And then shortly after, when Stetson had gone to a little local event with a bunch of Inner Circle women that she kind of got a special invite to from somebody who's in Inner Circle that just kind of snuck you in, I feel like.
Yeah.
But then you came home and you said, Mom, we just got to talk to Vince and see how we can get in Inner Circle.
Steve, yeah.
Well, told me to talk to Steve.
You're right.
Yeah. And so that Steve said, yeah, of course, you know, we're not going to turn away your money to get in, and you already have the right mindset for it.
Yeah. So and we joined at the beginning of this year. So this is our second meeting with
our
Inner
second,
Circle. They do twice a year,
mm-hmm.
one twice
Other
a year.
Other than the Mastermind of Paradise, which combines the 2CCX too, as
it
well.
It does.
This is the second live event for Inner Circle.
Yeah. So, I mean, these people here are like just on like another level. Like,
they make like $10 million a month kind of businesses.
Some people do. Like, there are, I think some of the people in Atlas like make, you know, $10 million like a month, or like there's so many that are just making $1 million a month. Like, mm-hmm. obviously, we're not at that level yet, but everyone in that group is very successful. They have something figured out. Like, they have a goal. And so
they think big.
They think big. And it's just really awesome to be surrounded by those people, because
it expands your mind.
It expands your mind. Exactly.
Totally. So how it works is, you know, you get in there and there's like little presentations from Russell Brunson. And he kind of sets the tone of what's going to happen. And then we break out into breakout rooms where they have 20 businesses represented per room, roughly.
Yeah.
And I would say probably almost every business was represented. And these people are from all over the world. Like, we talked to a couple from Singapore. There's some couple from Canada. There was from somebody who just moved back
from Spain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Italy. They're from all over the place. So when we get into our breakout room, we loved being in the breakout room this time. Last time we were in the main room, which was great for us.
Yeah.
But this time it was even better because it was more intimate. But everyone is there to, one, serve you, provide a tip to the group, anything that they might see that was helpful, even if it's just their inspiration of something they had done, like, this is what I did, I'm going to show you how I did it, just to promote some more ideas. And then you have an opportunity to ask for advice, assistance, you know, I'm stuck, where do I go?
Yeah.
And you don't have to do any of those. You could either just give, you could just ask, you can do a combination of both.
So it's 21 minutes each person gets, they talk in front of the group and they, give their spiel to about just who they are. And then,
they always have these 3x5 or like 5x7 cards, inner circle with lines on them. It's got the logo. And then you can write your ideas so you can actually give it to somebody who's presented, like if they were asking for some ideas. And that I think is great, because then you take those home. You don't have to try to remember everything. You know, you can digest them, bring them home. So we were open-minded, because we've talked here on this podcast about the next thing that we want to do. Some kind of continuity is what we've talked about. Some kind of membership. Is it a paid newsletter? You know, that's kind of where we were leaning. So we went with just our open, like a sponge, to see what kind of ideas we're going to drop in and what kind of little nuggets we might pull out of this. So we were up on the first day, probably like the third business represented, I feel like, to talk about our business. You know, we always do a quick bio, and then Stetson talked about how to make a reel, her framework on viral reels and how to create one. And then we were just like, said, okay, this is what we're thinking. We want to do something different, because in our mind, we're feeling like maybe we're hitting the ceiling, like we're hitting the threshold. It's what we thought of our business. So it's time to add something else in.
Yeah.
So we did our little, you know, this is what we're doing, this is what we're thinking. And then Allison Prince is someone that we saw on stage Funnel Hacking Live, I think the second Funnel Hacking Live we went into. She was actually partnered up with Russell Brunson at the time. She's into e-commerce, but she's also into Amazon now, we found out.
And she's really well known in the world of ClickFunnels,
which is.
It's just a really good connection to have, I guess.
And she's a great public speaker.
Yeah.
You know, she's been on lots of stages.
When we were sharing, I was like, so this is basically where we're at. And because I was like, I don't know if we have a specific question. Let's just share where we're at and get their feedback. Because I was like, I don't want to. Yeah. Again, we didn't know what we wanted. So we just basically shared where we were at. We're like,
what we were thinking of, maybe.
Yeah. So we have really, you know, we've just been focusing on social media and Amazon for the past like 3 years. Super successful with it. We just feel like we need to go to the next step. We've been toying with this, you know, would just love your feedback on maybe where to go. And she's like, wait, what's your Instagram again? And she's like, oh, I follow you guys, you know, et cetera. So she kind of had some insight on what we were doing, which was cool that she followed us and
she knew who
sort
we
of
were.
Been keeping up with us behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But she basically was like, why do you want to focus on something else? She's like, I do Amazon affiliate and I don't really talk about it that much. It's not a big part of like what I discuss, but she has other people running it for her. And she's just like, the opportunity with that is huge. And you might as well like keep going at it
and ride the wave
as you can and ride the wave because it's still a new thing. And just her making those comments sort of just switched our mind to like, you're right. Why are we trying to do something different when this has been working so well? How can we think about different ways that we can continue to do what we're doing, but just expand it?
Right. Again, think bigger. And she feels like there's just so much opportunity still in the Amazon world. She feels like it's still small.
Which it is. 100% it is.
Oh, totally.
Like now there's so many people making videos about Amazon products. You know what I mean? But like when it comes down to the scope of things, like if you like,
really
you can't talk to someone to be like, oh, you're an Amazon influencer. Like they don't know what that is. And they don't know the regular person doesn't know that you can, anyone can make money on Amazon just by sharing the products that you love.
Right. And they don't, a lot of, most people don't understand the business model or adding that little aspect in, including the people in our inner circle. There's so many of them.
No, they don't even know what it is.
They don't. And they just tie it. I don't know. They just don't even think about it.
Yeah. I mean, there's people like in, it's funny that a TikTok popped up of this girl. And I'm like, that, I'm pretty sure that's Amazon Live. It was this girlfriend that looked like China. And that's where Amazon Live started in the first place.
Yeah.
And we've heard that like these Amazon Live streamers are like A-list celebrities now over there. They're huge just from streaming on Amazon. And so that's where it's going to go here, basically. I mean, who knows how long it would take, but these people are A-list. So this girl literally was showing, she only shows products for 1 second and she makes like millions of dollars a month.
On so her Amazon Live.
Yeah, there was like a stream, it was like a clip on TikTok. And Brandon's like, look at this girl. And I was like, I'm pretty sure that's Amazon. So she like, she held up a product, said the name, da-da-da, and she already put it down. And she was just holding up and going through.
Because
she
can
like,
only put, what, 33 products on there?
I don't know.
So how long is her stream, I wonder?
I don't know. Maybe she does it multiple times. But I was like, that's such an interesting, I mean, that's side topic.
Interesting
idea. But my point was, is there's like, just looking at that of like different countries of like where this started, because it started way then before it got brought to the US, just that alone, like the opportunity on that platform is still so small.
They built fame on the platform.
They did. So she made that comment and then she sort of gave a few ideas and then someone else gave a couple ideas. And also our coach who, or not our coach, but the facilitator.
He was a moderator. Yes.
The moderator.
Yeah.
Of the was group. Like, why do you want to add something in? I'm like, it's not like the last thing I'm at doing is to make more money. Like that's not what drives me anymore, obviously to an extent. But I'm not like, we've been in that situation for so long. We're like, we have to make money. Like we've had no money. We've been in like credit card. We've been living like paycheck to paycheck. Like we're just in that different mind headspace. So I was like, it's not because of that. We just feel like we're ready to take it to the next level of like expanding and growing our business. So we feel like this is the next step. So it was good that he asked that question, because I don't just want to launch something, which is why I've been super cautious. Because
yeah.
We have so many people watching us. We've launched something and it's not good quality. It fails. Like it's not like that is.
Yeah. We are far beyond the experimentation stage. Like some of the things that we did when we were still the Clutterbee and we, you know, started things that didn't take off and yeah, so it matters.
It does. So there's just a great brainstorming back and forth. And then I'm like, hey, Allison, we got to talk to you. Like, let's talk to you. And so she asks us great questions and things. And then we end up sitting with her at dinner. But she just let us know what she's doing in her Facebook group and how she has other people post for her. And she basically shares, like she pays them a percentage of the commission. And she has a 30-minute meeting with them every week. And she's able to give these women who probably would make minimum wage before an amazing opportunity to make a great income. And
all from home.
It's again,
and they have kids or stay at home.
They have
moms,
kids.
And,
they can work when they want to work. They're not required to do anything, but they're motivated to, because the more they post in that group, the more income they're going to make because it's a shared commission. And so even that one idea was just like, hold on a second.
Yeah.
You're so right. What? We're thinking.
We just put a limit on our capacity. We didn't realize that there was just within what we're doing already, like we could take that and expand on that. That made being in that group like so worthwhile.
Yeah.
Just this one couple of days, just that one day, that one
switched.
Session.
Yeah.
That, yeah, just switched our mind. I mean, instantly we looked at each other like, huh, wow. But that's what's, you know, great about surrounding yourself with those kinds of people, I feel like, and being in a paid mastermind group is so valuable because you can bounce ideas like that around with each other.
Yeah.
Because everybody understands, they get it. They know that people get stuck. We get boggled down with too many ideas. We see the golden carrot in front of us, all these things that everybody in that room has experienced and are still experiencing. And so they see it more clearly than we do.
Yeah. Cause it's an outside perspective on like looking in. And yeah, it was just such a crazy mental shift, because before we were like, our brand's going good. I'm not going to do more than 4 to 5 videos a week. Like, I know that's a way that we can grow or like continue to increase our link clicks, but I'm not going to do that. Like our brand partnerships are going well. Like you know, Emily can only pitch so much. Like, that's not something that you can like grow super, like the brand partnerships is what there is. Emily's doing as much work as she can to book those.
Right.
And we don't want
to
do
time to nurture.
And you also don't want to do a brand partnership every week. Like, that's not good either. And so we just had this limit on our mind of like, we've done all the things that we can with social. We have every platform, Pinterest, Facebook, TikTok, LTK, you name it. That's basically what the limit is. So we need to add something outside of it. But what other people were saying, and we heard from great speakers. There was this other woman that works with A-list celebrities and just really big influencers. She helps them grow. She's specifically talking about TikTok, but it works for, I would say, Instagram as well.
Yeah, I think
but
so.
Just different strategies of repurposing content, building other pages, of just like completely expanding a mind of like, what the heck? There's so much more we can do that won't require us to produce more content, basically.
Right. Or for us to learn something new. Like if we were going to do a paid newsletter, for example, we were going to have to invest a lot of our time too, to plan it, to make sure it looks good. And then also to keep it going. Like, what new things are we going to put in there?
Yeah.
So we don't have to do that yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to say that we won't do it, because I think that's a really interesting opportunity, or potentially doing like, I don't know, a magazine of some sort, or you know, like, yeah, paid newsletter.
Right. Because we know our audience would like that.
Yes.
They've already told us that in the survey data we collected.
Yes.
But we don't have to do it right now, because we can expand on what we're already doing. Just expand it.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it was a very mind-opening thing. And I was like, this was worth, I'm like, okay, we will sign up for Inner Circle again. Because I was sort of like, I don't know, I'm having a baby next year. I'm like, I don't know if I'll have the time, but I'm like, this is why we're in this. Even if you can just
right.
go to
even
the next one in
me.
April.
Yeah.
I just think that one idea and that one conversation like was so worth the like $50,000 that we invest a year to be a part of it. And just the connections. Like, I feel like the first Inner Circle event we went to was really all about connections, because and we made some great connections with, you know, Myron, and just meeting, like we met Russell, like talked to him for the first time.
We actually like got a picture with him.
The girls like that I'd met before, like those mm-hmm. are connections. We continue to be in them with Facebook groups and just like always having those people. And then this time was really like, we needed that. We have a mental shift every time.
Yeah, I feel like we do.
But this one.
But I also feel
really
like
awesome.
Because we've been in it since February, and we went to Mastermind in Paradise, where we connected with more people. That's where we talked to Dawn. We talked to Mark. You know, people were talking to them on our behalf, saying, Margaret and Stetson really need to talk to you. And so they come up to us. So many people have said, I really need to come and talk to you. And then, so that's how we were making a lot of connections there in Mexico. And they were so supportive too. When my dad died, like we're like all family, it feels like. But that, I feel like this time when we showed up here, because we weren't one of the new ones, because there's a lot of new businesses in there that just enrolled, just signed up, that it feels like we were helpful in other ways to them too, with it, like their first time in there. But I don't know, it just feels different. Every time we surround ourselves with them, we interact with those people, it just elevates us in so many ways. And we're talking to people about how Myron Golden gets his private jets paid for
and make money when you're flying private. We're like, oh, that's an interesting
like,
idea. It just sounds so simple when you actually put it in that way.
These people have brilliant ideas.
Yeah,
and we think, wow, like how did they figure that out? And they look at us the same way, like, how did you girls figure this out?
Like, if we wanted to fly private, we could probably sell Amazon coaching sessions to our Inner Circle group, and then coach people on the plane and be like, oh, we got a private jet out of it. But yeah, they literally look at it so simple. Like, just thinking about our mindset in 2019, like not even a thought of like, it's easy to fly private.
I know.
But then they do it in this way where like you're flying private and you're making money at the same time and you're learning, and you have to fly home anyway. So you might as well fly home on a private jet and save money and learn.
And make money.
And make money, yeah.
I mean, like Myron, he's charging people $25,000. Mm-hmm. And if he gets four people, that's like great. Because he usually charges like $40,000 an hour.
An hour.
To coach somebody.
An hour.
1 hour. $40,000, 1 hour. So he gives you the screaming deal. He does group coaching with like three or four people.
I think he said max out six.
Did he?
Six people, yeah.
Okay. And I think this time going home, he had at least four, probably.
Yeah.
And then you get this amazing 4 hours of coaching from Myron in air. They feed you and you just hang out in the plane, and he just does this amazing coaching with you, $25,000. So it's totally a no-brainer. Like if we had the opportunity to fly where he, if we lived on the East Coast,
yeah,
we would totally do it. And then
fly private too.
You fly private. His, the plane is paid for. He doesn't have to pay for it. He provides good value. Everyone receives. It's like a win-win for everybody. But those are the kinds of ideas that people just figure out.
Yeah.
There's, I mean, they look at us and they go, you girls just figured this out. We don't see ourselves that way.
Yeah.
Because we've done all the work behind it. Just like Myron Golden, you know, he's done so much work to get to where he is, mm-hmm. as everybody. But it's just so cool when you see what people have figured out.
It is very cool. And everyone's different. Everyone has their own special, like, specialty and just like, yeah, just things you would just never think of. Or that's like, there was someone from, was it, he's not from Australia. No, that was a comedian guy, but the guy from Australia that was in our group that just sold his business for 8 figures.
Yes.
So he, I mean, yeah, even him, like he just got into the Russell Brunson world. He just sold his business for 8 figures. And he's looking at what to do next. But even just like the ideas that he brought to the table, mm-hmm. he completely launched a course completely using AI on, you know, a 10-hour plane ride.
While he was flying from Australia to Boise.
Yes. And made, you know,
$14,000
while he was in the air, which then, hey, paid for my travel. You know what I mean? They're just like, oh, it's so simple. It's so simple. And so it's really good to be surrounded by those people because
they're teaching us how to get clarity faster.
Yeah. I mean, it's just as like us. It's like, it's super simple. Just add Amazon and doing it takes 5 minutes to sign up for an associate ID. Then you can start making money with your link. Like it's that simple for us, but it's that simple for them. And then if you're surrounded by all those different people, you're just like, this is just wild. It's just wild.
This is so good about being in Russell Brunson's inner circle, but even any good quality paid mastermind group.
Yeah. Paid mastermind where you can be surrounded by like-minded people or just different entrepreneurs, even if they're not in the same industry as you, which I feel like is almost more helpful.
I think so.
I mean, yeah, I love talking to different Amazon influencers because we can bounce ideas off of what they are actually doing in the specific field.
Yeah. That's what we love about going to the Amazon events.
Yes. But when you're surrounded by other people that are doing complete opposite as you, they just have a completely fresh mind and they can give you, like we were talking to this gentleman from Singapore and he was telling us about basically like an agency idea and just something that I never thought of. And just do this, this, this. I was like, you are blown. I was like taking notes in our conversation at lunch.
And he was saying, yeah, this is just what I like to do, because then his brain was going and he was giving us more and more ideas because he's excited about it because that's what he likes to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just exploring an idea. Who knows if we'll do anything with it, but it's just like expanding your mind outside of that. So I'm very happy that we went. The next meeting is, which is why when we joined, we were like, if we can only go to these two events a year, would it be worth the investment?
Right.
And so, of course, the first Inner Circle meeting that we went to, it already paid for itself.
Yeah.
So this is our second meeting and the next one's in April. So I probably won't go, but I guess I'll see what's going on because it depends when in April.
It depends.
It really just depends.
Right. Like if it's the beginning of April, maybe.
Maybe.
But if it's mid-April, probably not.
Probably not, because I'll be huge. Maybe.
Well, and
baby
then you
could
have baby early. You know, babies can come 2 weeks early.
I don't think I would want to travel, even if it was only to Boise, that close. But hopefully, depending on the situation, you can go and...
Yeah, because if you went into labor while I was over there, I could quickly just jump on a plane and come home.
Yeah.
But for you, well, we'll see. We will.
You never know what.
We will see. Yeah. But anyway.
It was really awesome. And I'm happy that we went, because we didn't go to FHL this year. We talk about FHL every year. And we didn't go this year because we went to an Amazon event instead. But I'm kind of happy because I was like, I don't know if I need that many ideas, because they just fill you with so many ideas and so many things that you can do. I like this because it's like you basically go in. We're going in with one question and we definitely got that answered. Obviously, we have a bunch of different ideas within that, but it's more focused. We're like, okay, this is what we're going to do moving forward.
Yeah. Rather than, oh, I could do that. I could do this. Okay, where do I start?
Yeah.
You know, like coming out of Funnel Hacking Live, which we think Funnel Hacking Live is an amazing event, but this just feels like a better fit. And it comes with all kinds of other coaching and things. Like there's a funnel building class and there's don't know, there's a dashboard with videos you could watch of all the things people talk about in the campfire chat and everything. But, you know, we don't do any of that. And it's amazing how many other people in the inner circle don't do that either.
Mm-hmm.
Because people were asking me, so do you go in on the dashboard and you see stuff? I'm like, nope.
I've never looked at the dashboard.
Just for this.
Yeah.
And when they ask that, this is why, just to come to these two events.
Especially the newer people, I feel like we're asking that of like, yeah. So what are you like resources or whatever? I'm like,
right. Like, no.
I honestly haven't even looked at the dashboard ever.
Are you on Slacker? Nope. Don't even know how to use it.
Yeah. I'm like,
I do want to get the podcast though. So I might go on the dashboard and get the podcast, but
yeah, we're on the Facebook group, which is obviously helpful. And
yeah,
I listen to things. They have people talking and, you know, different ideas, and we've used it definitely to ask questions. So it's great for that. But we're like, nope, just going to the business events is why we signed up.
Yeah,
which I feel like is where you get the most value out of it
for sure.
But it was a really, really good event, and now we have ideas and we'll be testing new things out, and we'll keep you updated on it because it's definitely going to be an experiment that we haven't heard anyone else do. So we'll keep you updated on that once we get a little bit more clarity with it and just kind of move forward from there.
Thanks for listening to the Everything Envy podcast.
If you love this episode, then please take a moment and give it a 5-star review and share it with your friends.
And if you're not yet following Everything Envy on social media, all the links and our favorite business resources are waiting for you in the show notes for this episode.
Until next time, have an amazing day.